work. Devotional service surpasses all liberation. How much a devotee is seriously attached to the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be understood from the statement of Maharaj Sisu, Adhiraja, which is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 20th chapter, 21st verse. First, he prays to the Supreme Personality of Godhead thusly, "My dear Lord, if after taking liberation, I have no chance of hearing the glories of your Lordship, glories chanted by pure devotees from the core of their hearts in praise of your lotus feet, and if I have no chance for this honey of transcendental bliss, then I shall never ask for liberation or this so-called spiritual emancipation. I shall simply always pray unto your Lordship that you may give me millions of tongues and millions of ears so that I can constantly chant and hear of your transcendental glory."
That was all kinds of liberation. There are five kinds of liberation. Chajujya, Sarukpa, Sarukka, Samitva. But a pure devotee does not want any of such liberation. Diyamana Nazinanti. If liberation is offered, Krishna offers liberation very easily. But Krishna's personal touch is so sublime that Krishna is carrying order of Maharaj Yudhishthira. Maharaj Yudhishthira is sending letter handed over to Krishna and he is carrying to Duryodhana. So Narada was very much surprised that this stage of dependence on devotee is very, very difficult to achieve. To achieve liberation is not very difficult. But when Krishna becomes dependent on the order of a devotee, that is very difficult to achieve. So therefore, pure devotional service surpasses all kinds of liberation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also teaches, "Tamo janmani janmani ishvare bhavatar bhakti dhavi kutrite." Liberation means no more birth. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "Tamo janmani janmani," birth after birth. But the devotee does not want anything of the material things. Radhanangana janangana sundari kamitangva jagadishka. So this pure devotional service is a different subject matter. Dharma prajita koita bhatra. Therefore, that they say, that all kinds of motivated religious system is rejected from devotion. Prajjita, koitava. Koitava means motivated. In devotional society, there is no motive. Simply to serve Krishna. Anupalle na Krishna, anupalle na Krishna. That is your duty.
The impersonalist desire to merge into the existence of the Supreme, but without keeping their individuality, they have no chance of hearing and chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord. Because they have no idea of the transcendental form of the Supreme Lord, there is no chance of their chanting and hearing of His transcendental activity.
The impersonalist take this chanting as means to attain liberation. They do not know that the chanting real chanting begins after liberation. Not that by chanting one reaches liberation. That's not described. Satatam kirtantam maam yatanta sadhyamrita. Satatam. Satatam means after liberation. This chanting will continue after liberation. Not that after liberation chanting will finish. In Bhagavad Gita it says satatam. Satatam means after liberation also. Before liberation and after liberation. That it is nitya. Nitya means it does not stop. Never stop. Satanam kirtantam maam yatantas tushanti ca ramanti. Virabhrata. When you actually go to Golok Vrindavan, the same chanting will go on before Krishna. Chanting will never stop.
In other words, unless one is already beyond liberation, one cannot relish the transcendental glories of the Lord, nor can one understand the transcendental form of the Lord. A similar statement is found in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the 5th canto, 14th chapter, 43rd verse. Sukadeva Goswami addresses Parikshit Maharaj there. He says, "The great soul of King Bharata was so much attached to the service of the lotus feet of Krishna that he very easily gave up his lordship over the earthly planet and his affection for his children, society, family, royal opulence, and beautiful wife. He was so very lucky that the goddess of fortune was pleased to offer him all kinds of material concessions, but he never accepted any of these material opulence." Sukadeva Goswami eulogizes this behavior of King Bharata very highly. He says, "Any person whose heart is attracted by the transcendental quality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Madhusudana, but not to speak of material opulences, does not care even for that liberation which is aspired to by many great sages."
This Maharaj Bharat was the son of Rishabha. And under whose name, after whose name, this planet is called Bharatvarsha. This, the same Bharat Maharaj. He left this world at very young, 24 years. Young wife, children, kingdom, everything he left. Then he there was some attachment for a long year, so he had to take the bath in the shape of a deer. The next bath, he remained silent, Garbhara. The Garbhara story is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam, very enlightening.
In the Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 11th chapter, 23rd verse, there is a similar statement by Vikasura, who addresses the Lord as follows. "My dear Lord, by leading your transcendental service..."
Yes, see, Bhakti Raghavendra Sindhu, Rupa Goswami, he is presenting Bhakti Raghavendra Sindhu, quoting from so many scriptures. Nana Shastra Vikarane Iko Nipuno. They were very, very expert in studying Shastra, very scrutinized. Nana Shastra Vichara Nehita Nipuno Sad Dharma Samasthapako. Why they studied so much? Because they wanted to establish Sad Dharma, real type of religion, bhakti. They are quoting lessons from so many Nana Shastra. Nana Shastra Vicharane Kunitano Sadharma Samasthapako Lokana Mitakarino. That is well veracity. Lokana Mitakarino. These people are trying to give some service to the Daridranas. But they do not know actually what is Jivedaya. This is Jivedaya. Lokanam hitakarino. This is no thing with reference to the authorized teaching. Not that I manufacture some word according to my dreams. That is not service to the universe. That is misleading, disservice. Because if they are kept in ignorance, what is the value of such service? Yes, he does not manufacture anything. He is giving immediately evidence, reference to the authorized teacher. That is the way of presenting things. Not that I think in my opinion what he was. In Vaishnava philosophy, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he was Krishna himself, whenever he spoke something, immediately he gave evidence from the Shastra. Even Krishna, while he was singing Bhagavad Gita, he also gave reference to the Vedanta Sutra. Brahma Sutra Padaishtaiva, Hetumadhi Vinishtitam. He was giving reference to the Brahma Sutra. That is the way of authorized presentation. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he was also giving reference. He also said, Jathāsva virimocchajya vartate kāmakāra. So we cannot give our śāstra. If we give our śāstra, then Krishna says, na siddhinsa bhāvnati, na sukhaṁ na parāṇati. If we give our śāstra, if we manufacture our own words, own śāstra, we are all less killed. That should not be accepted. But here you see, Śrīla Gosvāmī is writing. The stroke, number, canto, everything is given. Nāna sāsa vitārana is given. No?
What? My dear Lord, by transcendental service, I may be promoted to the planet called Rūpa-loka, the pole star, or I may gain lordship over all the planetary systems of the universe. But I do not aspire to this, nor do I wish the mystic perfections of yoga practice, nor do I aspire to spiritual emancipation. All I wish for, my Lord, is your association and transcendental service between me. This statement is confirmed by Lord Shiva in the Srimad Bhagavatam's 6th canto, 17th chapter, 62nd verse, wherein Lord Shiva addresses Sati Bhakti, my dear Sati. Persons who are devoted to Narayana, Krishna, are not afraid of anything. If they are elevated to the higher planetary system, or if they get liberation from material contamination, or if they are pushed down to the hellish condition of life, or in fact, in any situation whatever, they are not afraid of anything, simply because they have taken shelter of the lotus feet of Narayana. For them, any position in the material world is as good as another.
Narayana Parasabdhi, Naputasthana Vibhagi, Sarga Narapi Suvapi, Tullatsu Darshana. Sarga Pavarga, Narapi Suvapi, Tullatsu Darshana.
There is a similar statement by Indra, the King of Heaven, in Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 18th chapter, 52nd verse. There Indra addresses his mother in this manner. My dear mother, Aditi, persons who have given up all kinds of desires and are simply engaged in devotional service to the Lord, know what is at their self-interest. Such persons are actually serving their self-interest and are considered first-class experts in the matter of advancing to the professional stage of life.
That is, everyone is after his self-interest, the real self-interest, is approach Vishnu. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pasyanti Sura. And in the Bhagavad Gita, we say, Nati Vidu Sarthagatim Vishnu. Sarthagati, our real self-interest is in Vishnu. They do not know. Bahiratthamani, no? Durakaya, Bahiratthamani. So, one who has fixed up to regular service to Vishnu, Krishna. Vishnu arad bhakti pungsham, karnat tattho sukarana. So this is the ultimate goal of life, to approach Vishnu. And the origin of Vishnu is Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhu, Krishna says. Therefore, his origin of Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva. Sarvasya. Aham adi hi devanam. Devanam begins, the deva, demigods begins from Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha. Then other demigods. So, Krishna says, Aham adi hi devanam.
In the 7th canto of the Bhagavatam, 6th chapter, 23rd verse, Maharaj Prahlada says, my dear friends who are born into atheistic families, if you can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, then there is nothing more rare in this world. In other words, if the Supreme Lord Krishna is pleased with you, then any desire that you may have within the core of your heart can be fulfilled without true doubt. As such, what is the use of elevating yourself by the results of rooted activities, which are automatically achieved in all events by the modes of material nature?
Yes. So, it is said, akama sarvakamava moksha kama udaradhi. Pīdvena bhakti yogena jajita paramahamsa. Akama, there are three classes of man. Akama, without kama, without any desire. That is devotee. And sarvakama means the karmi. And moksha kama, the jnani. So, whatever you may, you can engage yourself in devotional service. Akama sarva kama va moksha kama udara. Tibrena bhakti yogena jajita param purusha. Your desires will be fulfilled. Even if you are thinking like karmi, still you can take to devotional service, your desires will be fulfilled. Krishna is so kind. Whatever you desire, he will fulfill.
And what is the use for you of emancipation or liberation from material bondage? If you are always engaged in chanting the glory of the Supreme Lord and always relishing the nectar of the lotus feet of the Lord, then there is no necessity for any of these. By this statement of Prahlad Maharaj, it is clearly understood that one who takes pleasure in chanting and hearing the transcendental glories of the Lord has already surpassed all kinds of material benedictions, including the result of pious activities, pious food of activities, sacrifices, and even liberation from material bondage. Similarly, in the same 7th canto, 8th chapter, 39th verse, when the demigods are offering prayers to Lord Simha, Indra, the King of Heaven says, O Supreme One, these demons talk about fear of participation in the performance of ritualistic sacrifices. But simply by your appearance on Lord Srinidhi, you have saved us from terrible fears. Actually, our fears in the sacrificial performances are due to you only, because you are the supreme enjoyer of all sacrifices. You are the super soul of every living entity, and therefore you are the actual owner of everything. Long were our hearts always filled with fear of this demon, Hiranyakashipu. But you are so kind towards us that, by killing him, you have removed that fear from within our hearts, and have given us the chance to place your lordship within our hearts again. For persons who are engaged in the transcendental loving service of your lordship, all the opulences which were taken away from us by the demons are counted as nothing. Devotees do not even care for liberation, not to speak of these material opulences. Actually, we are not enjoyers of the fruits of sacrifice. Our only duty is to be always engaged in your service, for you are the enjoyer of the fruits.
Brahma.
The purport of this statement by Indra is that beginning from Brahma down to the insignificant end, no main entities are meant for enjoying the material opulence. They are simply meant for offering everything to the Supreme Society, the Personality of Godhead. By doing so, they automatically enjoy the benefits. The example can be cited again of the different parts of the body, collecting foodstuffs and cooking them so that ultimately a meal may be offered to the stomach. After it has gone to the stomach, all the parts of the body equally enjoy the benefit of the meal. So similarly, everyone's duty is to satisfy the Supreme Lord, and then automatically everyone will become satisfied.
That is called yoga. What does that say?
A similar verse is found in the 8th canto, 3rd chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, verse 20. The gentleman says there, "My dear Lord, I have no experience in the transcendental bliss derived from your devotional service. So therefore, I have asked from you some favor. But I know that persons who are pure devotees and have, by serving the lotus feet of great souls, become free from all material desires, are always immersed in the ocean of transcendental bliss, and as such, are always satisfied simply by glorifying the auspicious characteristics. For them there is nothing else to aspire to or pray for." In the 9th canto of the Bhagavatam, 4th chapter, 49th verse, the Lord of my temple is guided from Jirvata Murina. "My pure devotees are always satisfied being engaged in devotional service, and therefore they do not aspire even after the 5 liberated stages, which are 1. To be wonderfully, 2. To receive residence on my planet, 3. To have my opulences, 4. To possess bodily features similar to mine, and 5. To gain personal association with me." So, when they are not interested even in these liberated positions, you can know how little they care for material opulences or material liberation. There is a similar prayer by the Nathapatni, wives of the Kaliya serpent, in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 16th chapter, verse 33. The Nathapatni say there, "My dear Lord, the dust of your lotus feet is very wonderful. Any person who is fortunate enough to achieve this dust does not care for heavenly planets, lordship over the planetary system, the mystic perfections of yoga, or even liberation from material existence. In other words, anyone who adores the dust of your lotus feet does not care a fig for all other perfectional things."
This was spoken by the Nagapatni when Kaliya was being punished by Lord Krishna, kicking over his head. So this prayer was offered that for your dust of your lotus feet, so many great sages are hankering after, and they do not care for even liberation. Since you get your dust of the lotus feet, we do not know how much this fortunate snake is that is automatically getting the dust. You are kicking on his head, and you do not know what did he do in his previous life that he is so fortunate.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Thank you. सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी को बात की जाए परंत कोटि वचन लिखी जाए हमारा ताग सिर हृदय साफ किया प्रेस कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु निष्ठान श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवासा भी गो भक्न मिल जाए श्री राधा कृष्ण गो अपना श्याम सुंदर राधा कुंड गिरियो वृंदावन धाम की जाए नवदीप धाम की जाए वृंदावन की जाए जमुनावन की जाए तुलसी देवी की जाए भक्ति देवी की जाए गावी तो भक्त भी मिल जाए ऑल ग्लोरी श्री कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरी श्री कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरी श्री कृष्ण।